This is News 88.7 In Depth. I'm education reporter Laura Eisensee. I've been following Fur High School in Houston this year and how it's changed from a so-called dropout factory with gang violence to potentially a new model for high school. Some teachers there are learning a new way to teach. One of them is Christian Johnson.
I love my babies, even though they are a task to deal with on their own.
By babies, she means her ninth grade students.
And I love working with my ninth graders at this point, and I want to stay with them.
To do that, Johnson has to learn some new stuff herself. So she's spending time in summer school with other ninth grade teachers. The subject, how to teach so that freshmen learn in a deeper, more personalized way. Think of the instructor stepping away from the lecture podium and being more hands-on themselves.
Let's pause and take 5 minutes. Talk to the person next to you.
Consultant Anna Hall leads this day-long workshop. It's one of many sessions this spring and summer to prepare instructors for this new approach. Hall says it can be a lot for teachers to wrap their heads around because they think,
I know what school is because I went to school and I've been teaching in a school and I have a good understanding of school. But if I have to actually put the pieces of school together, the process of getting through that is somewhat unknown.
Biology teacher Christian Johnson's wondering how she'll put these pieces together for all her students.
I have a lot, like over 100.
So do you know how you're going to personalize learning for like over 100 students?
It's going to be challenging because everybody is not actually ready to be on their own with learning. So it's going to be a challenge.
More challenges. Come up with new kinds of tests besides multiple choice bubble sheets. Work with students to create hands-on projects. Teach different subjects together, like English and science. It's all part of Fur High's $10 million grant to transform school.
Like, this is the expectation way up here. It's going to be a lot. So I had to get myself prepared for it.
Others don't consider this active instruction all that cutting edge.
This is not new. This is teaching.
Linda McSpadden McNeil at Rice University says this is how it should be done. But she says schools and politicians have focused so much on standardized testing, they've pushed this kind of teaching aside.
Henry David Thoreau got in trouble for taking his students out in the woods to identify plants rather than just using big biological, botanical taxonomies.
At Fur High, teachers still feel some pressure. During the workshop, Mariah Wilhite asked about ninth graders who arrive behind in the basics, like reading.
How do you do the realistic day-to-day work? And so we were saying that we do feel overwhelmed. And it seems like a lot. We're willing to do the work. We're willing to be invested in the kids because this is for the kids.
And that's why Wilhite and other teachers say under that stress, they also feel excited.
That's right. Pep is the key. We're pumping it up for a victory.
Something else new for teacher Christian Johnson, she's coaching the cheerleading squad. She says her own teacher training this summer has paid off. Next year will be tough, but
this will be history. Matter of fact, when I tell people I work at Fur now, they still have that old Fur in their mind, like, oh my gosh, like how can you deal with all the gang banging there? And they don't understand that Fur is growing and it's changing in a new direction. So I definitely want to be a part of that history.
She says if she can get through the first day of school in August, she can get through the year. From the News 88.7 Education Desk, I'm Laura Eisensee.